Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Power Word Share number 43. When someone is involved in a mitzvah and then another person disturbs him in the middle of that mitzvah, he may be tempted to respond with different types of einoas dvarim. Very careful, because now you're dealing with a spiritual thing. You're doing a special mitzvah. You're doing Hashem's work. And while you're doing the mitzvah, you get an interruption from somebody else, and usually not meaning to do so. And you get annoyed because your mindset is on the mitzvah. And you could get Tainas Devarim there. You could say, you bum, can't you see I'm doing a mitzvah right now? How do you bother me when I'm doing such an elevated act? Or I'm trying to daven now and you're off of the Afer, you're nothing, and you're making noise while I'm davening. It's disgusting. You're low life. You know, keep quiet until I'm finished. And again, this is extreme wording, what I just said, but even if it's not that extreme wording, the tone of voice that you talk to people that way, if the person is sensitive, they'll be hurt by it, even if you're not as sharp as the comments that I just made, as the examples. Even more subtler things could cause einoas dvarim. So when you're doing a mitzvah or you're davening, what are you doing? You're having a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you're doing. You're connecting with Hashem. That should give you a humility. Together with that humility, that should give you a sense of love for human beings who are created in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image, a love for Hatzelem Elokim. So if someone's disturbing you when you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah or while you're davening, the way you speak to the person should reflect the kedusha of the act that you're in the middle of performing. This happens a lot by davening if someone's talking too loud, or they shouldn't be talking at all. But the anger and the way you respond, you have to be very, very careful. Very careful how you respond. And without the anger, that's not going to help at all. Even if it was wrong to disturb you by tefillah. Or so you say something like, I'd like to help you right now, but I need to finish doing this mitzvah, and then I'll be able to gladly help you. Or I'm sorry to inconvenience you, but I'd like to daven now, and I appreciate if you would be, you know, a little quiet until I'm finished my davening, and I'll be happy to talk to you. That's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. Again, people may find heterium for this, but I found it very disturbing. In one particular shul I was in, Chashiva shul, they're very makbid with not talking, and I respect that, and that's the way it should be. No question about it. But in one place, I believed the Rav instituted something that went a little too far. Especially guests used to come, and they didn't, you know, they weren't as aware, and they talked a little bit by davening. And they really got blasted. And they stopped davening, waiting for them to stop talking, or they like stared at them. And it was clear that you were like zooming in on that person and embarrassing them. Now, some may say that that's Eis L'Ashes L'Hashem. That's the way you're supposed to do it. It's the only way to keep the Kedusha of the shul in a high standard by anyone who raise their voice a little bit or talks a little bit to zoom in on that person publicly so that they should be embarrassed, so they should learn never to talk again, and that the shul should be kept that way. Okay, I'm not a Rav, I can't paskin. But to me, watching this, I thought it was extremely off, and it caused definitely a malbim p'nei chaveri barabim, turned red in the face. And sometimes if a person's a chronic talker, and it's a problem in a shul, and it's a problem person that always talks in shul and has that arrogance, maybe that may be a different story. But when you have, where I notice guests come to the shul and, you know, they don't know or they should know, but they did the wrong thing and they talked a little louder, or they talked where they shouldn't have talked, to zoom in on that person publicly where everyone sees that they're being zoomed on, stopping davening, staring at him until he keeps quiet, and then they continue davening, something like that, to me was felt very, very off, and that's not the Mahalach. But again, I'm not a Rav and Paisik, but I'm just saying on a private level, though, you do have to be very careful about this, even if there's a wrongdoing being committed. You know, when do you really be strong, strong, strong and yell and put your foot down like that? And when do you do it in a very subtle way, not to embarrass somebody? Because the embarrassing somebody is a terrible, terrible thing. You know, there was one place where they used to do this, and then the Sefer Torah burned, and they said it was Mesiras Nefesh because they were so nizer and keeping the shul very quiet, and this is like a carbon for all of Klal Yisrael. And I was thinking perhaps it was reverse. They were quiet in shul, but the way it was done was in a befarhesya bizui dika way, in embarrassing people. So you have to use this proper shekel. I'm not saying right, I'm not saying wrong, but I'm just saying with, especially privately, if you're davening and something like that goes on, even if it's a clear wrongdoing, you have to use the fifth Shulchan Aruch. You could ask a shayla, you do a shikal hanefesh. I'm not saying you have to speak up. It's not just letting things slide. It's a shul. It deserves a kavod. A rav, let's say if he is the rav, he should talk barabim about not talking in shul. It's not the place, and be very strong about it. But it's different when you're speaking very strong about it and you are in, you know, but you're talking to the rabbim, so you're not zooming in on a particular individual and let the individuals get the message. Is different than when you zoom in berabbim on a person and everyone knows you're zooming in on a particular person and you're embarrassing that particular person. And if there's a chiyav teitchacha, a chiyav techiyah samisecha, so you go over to that person privately and you could talk very strongly to that person privately. You know, you're disturbing the davening, you're disturbing the kedusha of the shul. You know, you could be strong. A rav could be strong. He wants to maintain the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, not to talk in shul. He has a right to do that, and maybe even has a chiv to do that. And it says loisisa alav chet, so you should try first with sensitivity. That doesn't work. He could be firm. Well, I'd appreciate you don't daven here until you learn how to be quiet during davening. You're disturbing the davening and you're ruining the avir of the shul. So on a one-on-one, privately talking to a person, and you could sometimes speak firmly and not be over on the loisisa alav chet because you tried it the other ways first, or however it's brought down in the svarim on how you conduct yourself there. Brought down Hilchos Chafetz Chaim, in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and in other places. But the rabbim blasting of a yachid, or zooming in on a yachid that slipped up and talked, and yimavazah him berabbim in a shul, even though it's kvod beis hakneses, and I'm not going to paskin, I'm just being ma'ir, to me that felt extremely off. If that person was a chronic talker and a belligerent person, maybe a different story. But if it was a person that simply because of lack of education or just human weakness slipped into speaking in shul and you're mavazahim barabim, something's off there. So going back to what we just said here in this yesod, you're involved in the mitzvah, you have a certain elevation there. And it makes sense that it would bother you a lot. You really, really wanted to daven well, and this person's disturbing you. Or you wanted to do this mitzvah, and this person's driving you crazy. And you want them to luz up, let me finish the mitzvah, and then I'll deal with you. So it's a nisayin. It's a big nisayin. But again, I'm going to say it again, especially with the davening. When you're davening, you're connecting to Hashem. It should give you ha'achna, a certain humility, and a love for human beings that are created B'Tzelem Elokim. Except for Rasham Gemurim, Hashem loves people. He loves B'Tzelem Elokim overall, and He loves Nishmas Yisrael. That's what He does. So when someone is disturbing you in the middle of a davening or a mitzvah, Hashem loves that person. He loves your mitzvah too. And don't mess it up by blasting the guy. You could teach him, you could explain to him, you could be firm, but don't, it's an nisayon. Sometimes that hefsik is an nisayon to see how you're going to react. You could kill your whole mitzvah by getting angry and saying harsh words and being over on a nos dvarim. people may do this in certain, let's say, by a Seder, if it's tense, because the father who's doing conducting the Seder has an elevated mindset. And then a family member or a couple of family members may make a comment that's less kedushadik or not fully appropriate to the aura of a Seder. And he's prone naturally to get very, very upset at that. You know, where it's Yontif now, it's a Seder, what are you talking about? This and that. Someone threw in a baseball comment, whatever it may be. And he's very annoyed because he's in a high state. What Seder night, what are you doing? You could give mussar, you could give discipline, you could call the child or whatever person over and nicely say, you know, do me a favor, let's whatever. You have to know how to handle it. I'm not saying you ignore it, but be careful, very careful in that moment of anger or frustration in the middle of a mitzvah, not chalila to be mavaza somebody else. That'll kill the whole mitzvah and blow it to smithereens. You have to do it with a chachma. And with the Derech Eretz, that is part of the Nisayon, to test you. You're in the middle of a mitzvah, you got interrupted. How are you going to react? How are you going to react? You react the right way, your mitzvah is elevated. It won't get harmed by the interruption. If you deal with that situation the right way, with the right Derech Eretz, and the Teichacha in the right way, with the V'leisisa Alav Chet, with not hurting somebody terribly as you're trying to correct a behavior. Bracha v'atzlacha.